Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is April 25th, and on this day in Cold War history in 1953, Francis Crick and James D. Watson publish The Molecular Structure of Nucleic Acids, a structure for deoxyribose nucleic acid, describing the double helix structure of DNA. In 1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway linking the North American Great Lakes and the Atlantic Ocean officially opens to shipping. In 1961, Robert Noyce is granted a patent for an integrated circuit. In 1972, during the Vietnam War, the Nguyen Huy Offensive, the North Vietnamese 320th Division forces 5,000 South Vietnamese troops to retreat and traps about 2,500 others northwest of Con Tum. In 1974, what is known as the Carnation Revolution begins as a leftist military coup in Portugal to overthrow the Estado Novo regime. In 1975, as North Vietnamese forces close in on the South Vietnamese capital of Saigon, the Australian embassy is closed and evacuated almost 10 years to the day since the first Australian troop commitment to South Vietnam was made. In 1981, more than 100 workers are exposed to radiation during repairs of a nuclear power plant at Suruga, Japan. In 1981, Israel completes its withdrawal from the Sinai Peninsula per the Camp David Accords. In 1983, American schoolgirl Samantha Smith is invited to visit the Soviet Union by its leader, Yuri Andropov, after he read her letter in which she expressed fears about nuclear war. In 1983, Pioneer 10 travels beyond Pluto's orbit. And on this day in 1988, in Israel, John Demjanjuk is sentenced to death for war crimes he committed during World War II. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, April 25th. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.